With complaints rising about a slow and uneven rollout of the coronavirus vaccine in Massachusetts, the state legislature is planning to step up oversight. Legislative leaders have announced three new standing committees that will focus on the state's pandemic response. House Speaker Ron Mariano said there are, quote, communications and operational shortcomings, end quote, by the administration of Governor Charlie Baker in the vaccine rollout. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with State Senator Eric Lesser, who represents the 1st Hamden and Hampshire District.
Well, I think the new committees are going to create a set of procedures and a set of kind of built-in mechanisms for consistent oversight over the next term. And I would say, you know, the legislature has been very involved in the coronavirus response from day one. We appropriated, you know, the days after the first emergence of how serious this was going to be, the legislature was engaged with the governor. We've frankly given the governor every tool and resource he's asked for to fight the pandemic. We passed a major, even historic, economic development bill just a few weeks back that the governor signed into law, and have passed rounds of aid funding to various groups and restaurants, hospitals, first responders, but the standing committees will give us the tools we need to continue oversight, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Well, should the legislature have, for instance, called Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters in months ago and said, what's your plan for distributing the vaccine?
Well, questions were asked of the Baker administration, both publicly and privately, about their vaccine plans and about their vaccine rollout. We also did do a round of hearings that were quite illuminating, frankly, around, for example, the soldiers' home crisis. I would point out, Paul, that the vaccine distribution really by law is squarely under the purview of the governor, both legally. He's operating under a set of emergency declarations that give him the really plenary authority to set the criteria and the eligibility for the vaccine rollouts, and financially, because much of the money that's funding the vaccine distribution is actually coming from the federal government, not from the state government, as part of the aid packages that were passed in Washington. But there needs to be a lot more done. And I filed emergency legislation, for example, to force the governor to do a better job streamlining the appointment process for the vaccines. And, for example, setting up a 24/7 phone hotline in multiple languages, which we still don't have, by the way, to help make this whole process easier. I would point out, you know, the governor has the power to do those things on his own. He does not need the legislature requiring it. But if he doesn't do it, especially after the continued pleading and feedback that the public has offered him over the last several weeks, we will work to force it by law.
Governor Baker said this week that he is frustrated by the vaccine rollout, but he said, quote, I do not apologize, end quote, for the decisions that he's made. Should he be apologizing for some of his decisions?
Well, I find that to be a head-scratching comment, frankly, because there are two pieces of the vaccine distribution. One is the number of doses, and we are at the mercy of the federal government with the number of doses we're getting. And he's right, and he is not to blame for the very limited supply. That's a function of the manufacturing and the contracts that are controlled by the federal government. So we are at the mercy, and he is right in pointing that out in terms of the number of doses that we're getting every week. And of course, there's far fewer doses than there are to go around. But once the doses arrive in Massachusetts, it very much is the governor's responsibility, and he very clearly has the authority to determine how it's distributed and to make sure it's distributed in an orderly and customer-friendly way. And he does have some explaining to do because the system is very confusing. People are asked to navigate a maze of links. Senior citizens, old people over the age of 75 who are currently eligible for the vaccine, are the population that has the most trouble navigating a tech feature like that. There's no option at all for people who don't have the internet, don't have computers, or don't have access to broadband. And there's very limited ability to book a vaccine in a language other than English. So those are things that the state can control. Those are things that the governor in particular can control. And those are elements that he does need to explain for.
Has there been too much emphasis put on these mass vaccination sites at Gillette Stadium and Fenway Park and the Eastfield Mall in Springfield as opposed to more localized neighborhood centers where people can get vaccinated, perhaps people who don't have automobile transportation?
Right. Well, I think that the orientation around the vaccine distribution needs to change. Right now, the model seems very much to be bring people to the vaccine, where the approach needs to be bring the vaccine to the people. And some of this will get much easier as we just have more vaccine. The more doses we have, the easier it will be to distribute, the less scarce each dose will be. But part of this is also the ease of the scheduling. The same way you have Open Table to book a restaurant reservation, or you have Kayak or Orbitz or Travelocity to book a travel reservation, there should be one central booking mechanism for finding out where you can get your COVID vaccine and scheduling the appointment. Frankly, I think, two computer science graduate students could probably set that up in an afternoon. It's a little puzzling to me that Massachusetts, the healthcare and technology leader of the entire country, now finds itself behind states like West Virginia in actually getting the vaccine into the arms of its citizens.
You signed a letter along with some of your colleagues from the Hamden Franklin legislative delegation calling for regional equity in the vaccine distribution. What exactly does regional equity look like?
Well, we've seen this story before. We see this day in and day out, which is Western Mass, for a variety of reasons. It's a lower income region. It's far from the decision makers on Beacon Hill, gets left out of the timely and efficient distribution of state resources. And the data is pointing to that as well. Hamden County, Hampshire County, Franklin County have shown lower percentage rates of vaccination than other counties in the state. So, we wrote a letter to the governor basically saying that there needs to be mindfulness about this disparity, and there needs to be even more effort at making sure that Western Mass, and in particular our lowest income communities in Western Mass, get the vaccine in a timely way.
So is that disparity in the vaccination rates due to not enough vaccine being made available in this region and therefore not enough appointments available for people out here?
It's really all of the above. I mean, there's not enough vaccine to go around, don't get me wrong. So as more vaccine becomes available, it will, by definition, become easier to get it into the arms of people. But even controlling for that, communities in Eastern Mass, higher income communities in other parts of the state have seen higher rates, even with the scarce vaccines, which is a national problem. So it's a function of the fact that people need to right now drive much farther distances. We don't have language capability in the state outreach for populations that don't speak English fluently. We have an older population and a lower income population that's less mobile. All of these issues compound upon each other to really give Western Mass the short end of the stick. And so what our letter was really about was saying the governor needs to be mindful about directing resources to the most vulnerable communities, and Western Mass definitely fits the bill as one of our more vulnerable regions.